All right, I'd like to call to order the May 4th, 2015 special board meeting. Will now come to order. Will you all please rise and face the flag for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Ollett?
Here.
Mr. Alger?
Here.
Mrs. Nelson?
Here.
Mr. Escalante?
Here.
Mr. Bochinski?
Here.
Mr. Kenwood?
Oui. That was for usual, yeah. We have a French student, a French foreign exchange student here, so I had to speak a little French to him. Okay, public participation. Are there members of the public who wish to address the board at this time?
Stephanie Clark.
Mrs. Clark. Yes, you're first.
Well, I'm actually going to speak on behalf of newly elected board member Kurt Buckles and myself. We'll be sworn in just a few minutes. We are honored that the community chose us to represent them on the D41 DOE, and we look forward to the opportunity to represent them. We believe to effectively serve as board members, we are entitled to all of the other information that the incumbent board members have when making decisions for the district, so we have requested access to closed session material. In a letter from the school district attorney dated April 30th, you have denied this request by requiring full board approval before we can access this information. We have consulted an attorney who reviewed this letter, and they have found that there is no legal reasoning for this required approval. It is merely your attorney's opinion after loosely tying statutes together that pertain to the general public, not elected board members. As a matter of fact, in talking with other elected officials within Glen Ellyn, it is commonplace for new board members to listen to closed session material. As elected officials who will be taking the oath of office in a few minutes, we feel we have every right to access this information, and we plan to exercise this right beginning tomorrow. Unless you can produce a board policy or statute that specifically requires the approval for elected officials, we would kindly ask that you have a room ready for us with materials tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we feel you're impeding our ability to effectively serve the taxpayers of Glen Ellyn. Thank you.
Thank you. So I've discussed this with them, and they know this is a special meeting, so it's not on the agenda. We're not going to talk about it. But the idea would be to put it on the May 11th board meeting if you guys are on the agenda for that to discuss. You guys are okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Good? Okay. So it'll be on the May 11th agenda to discuss. Okay. Anybody else?
Mr. Cooper.
Thank you. In the light of last week's consent agenda that went ahead and kept transparency observed about a couple raises and a bonus that Superintendent Gordon got, I have some comments and I've got, concerns. I understand the 3% increase. I understand the bonus. I do not accept that you guys can, especially this is tax year, which I just got my tax bill. You know, I gotta watch my lips here tonight because I'm really upset about my tax bill. But bottom line is I don't see how you guys can go ahead and give a 5% increase on top of that 3% increase to go ahead and put it in line, is what I was told, with other superintendents in the area. When is it that we, the taxpayers of this town, District 41, that we are the people that you guys are going to represent? You don't represent the superintendents of the other districts in the area. I mean, if you do, heck, the guy up in 15, doesn't he make about $350,000 or $60,000? Why don't we just go there? Let's make it number one. So my bottom line really simply is I don't understand why we did that. It's not something that had to be done. It's not something that was done with the taxpayers, with your stakeholders in mind. And there wasn't any discussion on it. We got a member up there who just ran on transparency, besides me. But a member who got elected this time who ran on transparency. Where was the transparency? There wasn't any. I mean, I feel like we're in Russia in 1965. I really do. And it's just, it's horrible. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. Anyone else?
Dippin?
Hi. For those of you that don't know me, I'm a parent from District 41. I raised all three of my kids through District 41.
And I have been working for 10-plus years with Erica Nelson running community outreach for this community, for our needy families, and it's been an amazing experience. I just came today to congratulate all the board members because you're all thanks for doing this, and any board member in this village. But I particularly wanted to congratulate someone who's become my friend. Over those 10-plus years, when I first started in community outreach, I came to know Erica Nelson. We had just met for kids right at different schools. Neither of us has a child in District 41, so I want to commend you for having your umpteenth term and being elected to the board, and also to ask for support in making Erica possibly the next president of the board. I think her character is amazing. I've never met anyone like her. Everyone should aspire to be like her. She is a wonderful person, a wonderful friend, and gives tirelessly. So I would like to put my support out for Erica to be president of the board of District 41 the next term. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anyone else? Last call? All right, great. Okay, action items. We have some action items. May I have does anybody want anything pulled off of the consent agenda? The consent agenda consists of human resources, personnel report, employee recommendations, other matters such as the approval of board meeting minutes, April 25th, 2015 special meeting, April 25th, 2015 special meeting closed session, April 27th, 2014 regular meeting, and April 27th, 2014 regular meeting closed session. Is that supposed to be 2014, guys? Huh? 15, okay. So April 27, 2015 regular meeting and April 27, 2015 regular meeting closed session. May I have anybody want anything removed? No? May I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Nelson?
Yes.
Mr. Bochinski?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Escalante?
Yes.
Mr. Elder?
Yes.
Mr. Fenwick?
Yes. Okay, we move on to the retiring board member recognition. I really don't like that stuff, guys.
Before we welcome our two new board members, we need to take a moment and thank Mr. Kenwood for 10 years of service, 10 years of dedication, 10 years away from his family. As we heard tonight, his family is out doing a cross-country meet. He's here. Track. Pretty close. But I just want to thank you for your commitment, your dedication these last 10 months as the board president, our work together. It really means a lot. I sincerely appreciate that. And I know you're going to love this. It's a resolution in recognition of John Kenwood. This is, John asked for this.
I just want to. Yeah. Bottle Jack Daniels.
That's the only thing you want? Okay. Yeah. Whereas Mr. John Kenwood has served Glen Allen District 41 as a member of the Board of Education since 2005. Whereas he has provided a steadfast commitment to improving the education of children and to maintaining excellent learning facilities. Whereas he has led by example as a reflective and thoughtful member of this Board of Education and has put the needs of students first in his decision making. Whereas he has demonstrated his investment in this district by careful preparation, his leadership as board president and vice president, his service as board liaison to the finance committee and to the continuous improvement team, and his participation in various activities sponsored by the Illinois Association of School Boards. Whereas he has participated in the development of a long-range plan guided by learner characteristics and has supported the implementation of new curricula, and whereas he has maintained a consistent focus on what is best interest of students through his unwavering advocacy for the school district. Now, therefore, be it resolved that members of the Board of Education recognize and thank Mr. John Kenwood for the sacrifices of family and personal time and for his outstanding service to the children and community of Glen Allen School District 41. Resolved this fourth day of May 2015 by the Glen Allen School District Board of Education. Thank you, John. Couple couple things for you.
Is there a Perks of a Wildfire joke here?
No. No, we're not going to go there. Just for the years of service.
Thank you.
And award of merit.
Outstanding. Thank you. Well, that's very nice. Appreciate it. Really didn't have to do this, though.
All right, we'll take it all. Board members, any comments before I hand it over to John?
Well, first of all, I know you guys didn't read the resolution because it said preparation in there.
Yeah. I was going to scratch that out, but... Yeah. Board members?
I guess I would just say, John, you just said exactly what one of the things that I have loved working with you, and that is your sense of humor and your ability to... I don't know, I guess what I call it, flip the switch, you know, to be able to move from one thing to the next. And you've always prepared in your own way, which was typically well done. So I want to thank you for being willing to come back on the board when we had to replace a seat, and your willingness to put in for that, along with just actually, I think, one other at the time. And step right back into it, which we know is a lot of work, and your family being willing to say, go and do it. And that's not to be underappreciated, because it's a big commitment. And I wish you all the best in your new role with the village, and your leadership and your experience, and to be able to use your gifts there. So thank you.
Thank you.
It'll be, I guess maybe the length of what we speak will be the length of time we serve with you, but one thing I want to thank you for is keeping me out of the weeds. Sometimes I was diving in there, and you did a good job of pulling me up and out of there, so I appreciate that, and thanks for your leadership for the last 10 months. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Mr. Kenwood, you were one of my inspirations when I was in the audience. I used to love to watch listen to your comments and understand where you were coming from, and I found that on the board I got to do that even more by spending more time with you. While we don't always agree on everything, I always find your preparation very thoughtful, and I thought you always had the district first at heart, and you were very passionate about things that mattered to you, and you brought them forward in a very good, thoughtful way, and I thought you led us very well in the last 10 months that you were president.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, John.
See, everyone feels I got to say something.
Well, you do want to say
something.
Well, we do. Is it my turn?
Not yet.
You know, John, I'm really going to miss you. You have been a challenging person, but you've been a thoughtful and considerate person. And I've enjoyed working with you. I enjoy your orientation and how you look at things. And you're always ready to kind of look at things in a slightly different way that maybe that the board hadn't thought of. And I've always appreciated that. Your loss on D-41 is the village's gain. So I wish you all the best of luck as a village trustee.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, John, I don't think I can add anything to the other board members. You and I, when I joined, you and I had some conversations off-site and talking about not only board business but other business and personal stuff and where you came from. And, you know, you're always surprised about somebody when you talk to them outside of board business and you talk to them about life and their family, you have a lot of things in common. So even though our board business is done, I hope that we can maintain our friendship in Glen Ellyn. So congratulations and good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Now it's your turn. Lights, cameras, action.
Wait a minute. Did you guys say you
used those 3 minutes that you...
Yes. Did your guys' public participation say that in a few minutes you would be sworn in? I mean, really.
Have you heard him?
Have you guys been at board meetings? Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. This is not anything that I really feel I deserve or need. It's this and asking people to put campaign signs in their yards is always the biggest thing I hate the most. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I did put together a few words. No, I did. I'm just kidding. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking today about, you know, how everything got started for me. And really, it all started, you know, probably like most of you that joined the board at some point. It was at a board meeting. It was 2004, and the board was evaluating year-round schooling to solve our, guess what, facilities issues, right? So it was around year-round schooling. It was a public forum. It was at Hadley. It was actually my first foray into public participation. I hadn't planned on speaking, but I got up there. And it was a pretty intense session, as I recall. And the board actually was very patient with everybody. There were, you know, 100-plus people there. Margaret, I'm not even sure. You may have been there at that session. And, you know, I made the mistake of voicing some opinions. Some people liked what I had to say, and they told me, you should run for the board. I didn't, you know, it started to make me think about it. And, you know, my main argument in the year-round schooling was around culture and what culture in a community means and how important it is, and that culturally this, while this may have solved a facilities problem or solved a financial problem, culturally it just wasn't something that I thought would fit within our community. So people came up to me, all of a sudden they started filling out some petitions, and then, you know, I ended up on the board. It was a little bit of an irony because later on I'll talk a little bit about culture and except for me.
Is it 3 minutes?
For the record, I'm the funny one. And the policy says 5 minutes. So, you know, I'll talk about culture a little bit later, but you know, my platform, I was, you know, my platform was easy. I thought that we had great teachers in this school district. I had seen that in the way my kids were being educated, that we had great teachers. We had an incredible group of kids in the district. We had a parents that were highly involved in their kids' academics, which is important. And, you know, we were in a strong financial position. And that's the way I looked at the district. And I was like, man, this is going to be easy, right? Parents involved, good kids, good teachers, financially strong. This will be a breeze. I'll attend these meetings and, you know, have a good time. And, you know, my platform, I had put my platform together at the time, and it was really about raising the bar in education and the standards and the curriculum in education. And that was important to me because I know when you raise the bar on kids, kids come through. They always achieve greater. Adults, not all the time, but kids, they definitely do. Part of my platform was that. It was around fiscal accountability. Very supportive of special education. You know, when I went to school, special ed kids weren't even allowed in school. So I was very supportive of special education. And then ran on a platform, too, of teacher accountability. That was my platform. And I started my first term, and quite honestly, my assessment when I landed in the district was that we really had what I called a leadership gap in the administration office at the time. I felt that we didn't really have the necessary leadership. Our curriculum needed attention. That was my main focus, was curriculum, and I felt it needed some attention. And our evaluation system wasn't that good either. It was based on, you know, evaluating people on the plants they had in their classroom or what they wore that day or the pieces of paper that they had on the wall. And that was just, you know, that was just kind of me digging in and doing my assessment. And fortunately, within a very short term, within my term, we had the opportunity to create a leadership change, and we did. And that's when, you know, the district had gone through a lot of change, a lot of leadership changes, cultural changes. And that's when Dr. Reebok came on board. Not going to talk about her since she isn't here tonight. Can't defend herself. No. You know, she had the experience to lead. And she also, fortunately for us, had some resources that she knew that she could help build a team with. And that's really what I want to talk about more so, is just the team that she built. And that team really started with Lori. I don't know where you are, Lori. I can't see you, but started with Lori. Lori was moved from a principal role and came into central services around the HR function. And Lori pretty quickly dealt with the teacher evaluation system and really brought that to bear. She was in charge and has been in charge of talent acquisition, and one of the reasons we have such strong people in the classrooms and in the buildings is because of her dedication to talent acquisition. She financially, she automated a bunch of processes, the substitute process, attendance reporting, teacher evaluation forms, insurance benefit enrollment. She developed a strong wellness program for District 41 and really standardized, improved our teacher screening process using some behavior-based wizardry that she likes to talk about. Lori was really a key add to the team and helped move that around and help improve that area that, in my assessment, we were struggling in. Next person was Karen, who came on board, and Karen, Karen showed up and basically, had to rewrite pretty much all the curriculums. There was a lot of rewriting that happened for math, literacy, social studies, science. She had to rewrite those. She had to develop a curriculum review cycle. We didn't really have a curriculum review cycle. We just had curriculum, and it was in a building. But there was no cycle. We could have a curriculum that could go for 10 years without changing. So she implemented a curriculum review cycle did one of my favorite things, which was moved us from 45 minutes of math to 60 minutes of math. I mean, one of the key R's, and we're doing 45 minutes of math. So that was a huge improvement for me. And then really the thing that probably touched me the most around what Karen did had to do with the learner characteristics, and that's not necessarily a educational buzz term. In industry and business, we talk about silver bullets, and I truly believe that learner characteristics, which is more about how you learn than what you learn or what you memorize, is really, to me, where education needs to go. And, things like creativity, problem solving, they're just important to what kids do in a class and the way teachers need to model children's behavior. So for me, that was very big and part of, I hope continues. And then obviously bringing the foreign language dual language program. So Karen was instrumental in making all that happen. In addition to Karen, and I guess I'll start with Lori, but in addition to these two women's professionalism, Lori, you have a contagious positive attitude. That's just the way you are. You're very stern when it comes to matters of discipline. So you're always smiling, and anybody that's been around Lori knows that. Watch what you say if she's taking notes, because she writes it down, she captures it, and she will come back with that piece of paper to you and said, "You said this," and so you got to be careful around here. Karen, your work ethic is just, it's unbelievable. You're probably the hardest working person in this building, and I know you've got a long way to go when you leave, but you are your work ethic is incredible, and I'll never forget one of the year-end retirement parties where you walked in and everybody stood up and gave you a standing ovation. And I hadn't seen that in the district, and a lot of it had to do with when you were rewriting the curriculum and doing that. So it's just incredible. I know you wake up every morning looking forward to interpreting my questions around cohorts and all that. And actually, I hear that you're actually kind of funny and sarcastic. So maybe you have a little bit of me in you in that respect. So so thank you. This is, I'm in my first term. Ann, Lori, Karen, pretty good looking team here at this point. And I'm including myself in that, of course, we got a good looking team going. And then we hired Bob. Sorry, Bob, but going the wrong direction there on looks. We'll bring someone onto the team, but Bob was instrumental in one of the key pieces of communication to me that's important as a board member, which is how we communicate our levy. You know, when I was on the board, I looked at our levy requests, and I look at this now. In 2003, we requested a 29.41% levy increase. In 2004, we had to outdo 2003, so it was 29.52%. And I just could never imagine why we would do that. So Bob was instrumental in starting to take our levy request and bring it to something that was more realistic and manageable. And from a communication perspective, I thought that was important. Some people have called it window dressing, but I really felt it was an important part of our communication, and Bob was a part of that. Bob implemented our two-year budgeting cycle. We used to ask for money and not have a budget. It's not easy to ask for money the way it's set up in Illinois, but Bob helped us at least in certain categories go out a couple years so that we would have some foundation for what we were asking for. He put together a long-term financial plan. We didn't really have that before. A long-term capital plan. We didn't have that before. So Bob was instrumental in setting that up. He put an age and obsolescence plan in place. All things that are just basic financial pieces of running a company that weren't in place. And then later on, some triggers around how do we use our reserves if we come to a certain number. And while he's doing all this, of course, he's handling facilities, which is just a whole other aspect. So Bob, you know, in addition to being professional, you have a can-do attitude. You know, you take on any assignment, which we appreciate. You answer all our financial questions with spreadsheets, and that just leads to more questions. So, you know, it's just a never-ending cycle for you, so we appreciate that. Then as my term ended, and someone else is calling me. It's like, did you guys hear those helicopters yesterday? They were here to pick me up, and they were an hour early. Mike, you know, you were with us for a while, but then you came in and took a leadership role in IT, and you know, you really helped us put together a technology roadmap, a refresh program around everything from a printer to a laptop to a desktop. You looked at leasing versus purchasing. You brought us current on our platforms. You helped the teachers gain knowledge and technology because basically the kids were in the classroom outdoing the teachers. So you really helped them, you know, understand that. So you have been professional, but you're also probably the most frugal person around here that I've ever met. When we started timing public participation, the idea was to put a clock up there so that people would see how much time they had to speak. So they could get their comments in, and it had that 1/100th of a second. I thought that was a little intimidating, and I went to Mike and I said, "Can you find a clock that just has seconds, so we're not like running a merit, you know, running a fast race here?" And it's like, "Well, this is the only one I could get for free." Here, Mike, here's $20. Right? So you've always been frugal. You're the man behind the curtain, enabling all our business needs. And like the man behind the curtain, I'm not sure I know what you're doing, but you're doing a great job. Me personally, I've always sort of maintained a little bit of aloofness or a little bit of a disconnect from a lot of the members on the staff. That was just purposely for me. I didn't ever want to cloud my judgment by spending, you know, excessive time or developing, you know, too many relationships. So today, for me, it was important to say thank you to you guys for what you've done and being a part of that. So thank you very much, and I appreciate it. Second term. Do you guys need a bio break? Second term really brought with it not that much in terms of a lot of leadership changes until about the fourth quarter of the second term, and that's when we found ourselves again looking for some new leadership at the superintendent position, and that's when Paul got hired. Obviously, we've been working together for a couple years, and Paul is just first thing about Paul is he's just passionate. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. He's passionate about what he does. He's very cognizant of underprivileged and special needs kids. That's something that comes to the forefront for him. He believes and entrusts in his team. and he cares about, you know, doing the right thing. And that's what I've learned from Paul, is around doing the right thing. That's been great. Paul also added to the team Michelle. She couldn't be here tonight, but Michelle is, I'm going to use an old term, special education. What's the right term?
Especially.
Oh, okay. That was a new 21st century term.
No.
Michelle has been a great add to the team as well. She believes in inclusion, and she's a great listener. So I welcome her aboard. I think that's a good thing, too. And then Erica, also a new add to the team. She's really helped us with the 21st century in terms of social media and tweeting and all the things that that people our age don't really necessarily do. And she, too, has been a good listener, and I think she's going to be instrumental in listening to the community and how we move forward. So I want to thank the three of you for joining the team and being a part of this as well. Okay, then the teachers. I was fortunate to be able to welcome the teachers this year at our kickoff, and I said a lot of words to them. But since you guys don't get to hear that often, I'll just summarize it real quickly. You know, for me, no matter what's happening in the district, whatever you hear about, one thing I always come back to, what I hear from every parent, anytime someone wants to complain about something, the first thing they say before they complain is they say, we love our teachers. I shouldn't say complain, but they want to give us feedback, right? They say, we love our teachers. They have an element of caring for our children, and that's very important. They're flexible to work with our children's needs, and they have a respect for a work ethic beyond what they're doing in the classroom. And I said that to the entire staff when we kicked off 2014. Also shared with them, you know, they do all this in an environment that's constantly changing. It changes all the time. Sometimes it changes for regulation. Sometimes it changes because of seven people up here. But they do it. And they make it happen, and I just didn't want them to be forgotten in my parting words. Our kids in District 41, they'll develop 10 to 15 relationships with teachers at the elementary level. At the middle school level, they'll develop 20 to 25 relationships. So our teachers touch our kids a lot. They will spend 9 years getting core development from the teachers when they're in our district. They will get 9 years of social emotional influence as well when they're in our district. The teachers provide countless moments of nurturing, and basically our kids, 50% of their days are spent with our teachers. So they're very important people, and they also get the pleasure of getting emails from the parents over the course of the year too. So they have a lot to do, and you know, in my definition of teachers, I'm really talking about everyone in the building, the principals, the assistant principals, the social workers, the nurses, the janitors. Everybody in that building is a part of working with our kids. And really, for me, at the end of the day, what they do really matters. They are the big what matters to our kids' life. And as a part of my talk with the teachers at the beginning of the year, I shared with them how it mattered to, and Mike, let's put this first slide up, how it mattered to these three kids, and I talked to them, and they say thanks as well. These are my three kids, all District 41 graduates, and they say thank you. And then the next slide is a thank you again. They've now evolved and are moving on in life. The young lady on the right, can't go without saying, she's cross-country state champion team 2013, third place 2014. Young lady on the left is third place cross-country for 2014 as well. And the guy in the middle, well, that was me like 25, 30 years ago. He's at WashU University in St. Louis. So, that's it on the side. I just wanted to say thank you. And since I have a reputation for having props during presentations, I couldn't disappoint the board. And I also knew if they knew I had a presentation, they'd be a little worried that I didn't share with them in advance. So I'm sure I did that too. So to the public, thank you for being here. I guess, you know, over the years, you guys have been here, some of you 2.5 years. I know that as a board, we thanked you for your engagement. I also know that we have told you we've appreciated your input in public participation. At times we've told you maybe there wasn't any value in it, but we've gone kind of all kinds of ways on that. In some situations, we've characterized you as carrying pitchforks and torches in meetings. But for me, I think it's important to know that while we don't always agree, your input, your passion behind what you say, it's really fundamental to how our country works. And don't ever back down from providing input. I'm sure I'll be back. When I left the board once, I came back and participated as well. So your input has meant a lot to me, and I do appreciate it. Should I keep going? A couple comments on some of the key items I think that have occurred over the last 3 years. I try to limit those to three. And the first one is around the Hadley referendum. I was a part of the board that was on that. And Erica, you were part of that too, right? Yeah. Being a board member for 2 years, putting a solution forward that would solve our problems, that we felt would solve our problems, was pretty exciting. To get that done in 2 years with a board, administration, and some people to support it was a pretty exciting thing, and I thought it was a good way to try to move the district forward. But it didn't happen, and unfortunately, we're still discussing it. I'm discussing it 10 years later. Most important lesson for me in that process was understanding the culture of Glen Ellyn. I'd only been in Glen Ellyn a short time and didn't really understand the culture. I've been here 20 years now. I think I have a better appreciation for the culture. I think being here 20 years, I do have a greater appreciation. I think that it's important that whatever the board does do moving forward, that it understands the culture and whether what our solution is not just good on a spreadsheet or a piece of paper, but that it supports what we're trying to do. I have some stronger words around that, but I've elected not to share those. Second one, portable vote. I just want to make sure my thought around that has been articulated. I've never been against getting rid of portables. I know at some point we were going to trade portables for brick and mortar, and we're likely to do that as a part of our plan long term. I just never felt that we really had a plan beyond the brick and mortar replacement and a full understanding of all the requirements such as full day kindergarten. And just because of that, on principle, I couldn't support doing that. And I also was very passionate about the fact that I felt Churchill and Lincoln needed the attention first. And while I'm glad that it was done and that we got rid of the portables, I certainly, on a principle basis, just couldn't move forward without the full plan. I look forward to a plan when it does come out with the new advisory committee, and hope that we haven't boxed ourselves into anything. Next one is probably the most controversial and probably the most emotional part, at least from my perspective, in terms of something I want to talk about. And it really has to do with the presidential discussion or coup that we experienced last year. I feel our country is founded on orderly and respectable transitions. I think certainty is an important concept in the world of finance and business and in our lives. I found myself having conversations, quite frankly, that I felt were a little bit below me, but I felt I needed to do so because it was in the best interest of the district. And I didn't want to leave tonight without apologizing to the community that you guys had to endure that process or lack of process. So I'm sorry that happened. And I also want you to know for the record that Paul was always steadfast in supporting me and made his opinion known to the board. And then the last comment around, I said I only had three, but the third one is 3B, which is the portables again. And it's just been nagging at me, and this is probably something I've taken to personally, but I thought it was important to share anyway. But, you know, I feel that there are board members that feel that, you know, over 15 years, nothing was really done with the portables besides adding them. And, you know, I think that, you know, Erica, Drew, myself, we were all part of that, you know, the portables. And, you know, I just, as a practice, I don't think it's good for a board to reflect on previous boards negatively when you don't have the context. And, you know, I want the board and the public to know. In 2005, when I was on the board, we had $5.8 million in reserves. That's all we had. We didn't have the $16 million to get rid of half the portables. In 2006, we had $5.9 million. In 2008, we had $10 million. In 2009, we had $11 million. We didn't necessarily have that option at the time. And then we had the worst financial crisis. And in 2010, you know what PMA told us? That by 2013, our revenues would start declining, our reserves, and that we would have less than $8 million in reserves. So, you know, I think that it was fortunate that the timing worked, that we were able to do that in 2013. But I think that, you know, the board should recognize that that was partially because of what previous boards had done. A part of what we did is we took out $2 or $3 million 1 year of or $2 million of costs. Part of it is we delayed some capital projects, and it's because of that that you guys are in a financial position. So to do that, and that we were able to do that. So just wanted to make sure that was on the record. I'm almost done, guys. Do-overs. The do-over for me, it was same as the last time. When I said farewell, wish we had approached Watchdogs with a little more attention. Watchdogs is a program that enabled fathers to be more involved in the kids' classroom, and you know, for probably the wrong reasons, we killed the program, and our father involvement in the classroom went down substantially, and that's just unfortunate because, as you see what's going on in the world around some of our cities, fathers play an important role. Mothers always play a more important role, but fathers play an important role, and it's a shame that program went by the wayside. The other one is communication. I would do that over in, like, almost anything that we could, even just as recently extending the day. You know, we as board members, you know, we're up here, we talk. You know, we've been talking about something for year and a half, 2 years, we know it, but you guys don't. And at some point, we just have to get better at that. We don't do it purposely. We don't do it because we don't want to share. We don't want to talk. But that's certainly an area where I would do it over as recently as, you know, within the last 30 days. So it's not just me. And then I do want to address the other do-over around the Green Line. Some of you that are here know what that means. I was not a part of that. No one at this table was. Obviously, and it was, you know, after I came on the board, and I just wanted to share. And when I got on the board, I looked at that as best as I could, and eventually, I know as a board member, I apologized to the community that there was at least a perception, or you know, that something like that could have happened, and I felt maybe we should have apologized sooner or come out sooner on that. And there's nothing I ever saw that said it did happen. There's nothing I've ever seen that suggested it was a real thing and it really happened, but I still think the perception was there and something should have come out of that. So the things I'm most proudest of is our foreign language. I look forward to the day where our kids go through our school system and they go to high school and they start in an AP foreign language class. And that will do two things for them. That will either, one, get them to take another language if they want, and two, to really start to be in the part of foreign language that's important, which is the conversational pieces of it, not the writing, reading, and all that stuff. It's really conversational that you enjoy the most when you go to another country. And then the other proudest one, I only picked two on this because I knew by now I was going to be over 3 minutes.
Just as coach.
Yeah. Just as coach. It's really the final addition to Churchill. I'm just so glad that happened. you know, I never really have much vanity about doing this, but that's one where I would be proud to put a plate on that building saying, you know, this board took that last set of additions and put them on Churchill. So that was a proud moment for me. Because I like to be philosophical, a couple of trends I'm noticing in boards, not judging them, not saying they're right, wrong, just some trends. First one is just boards going out and borrowing money without voter approval. That, to me, is a little bit of a disturbing trend. You see that in many different districts now. I'm not sure that trend should continue, but it's out there. Current board members actively campaigning for candidates. I think that, to me, is a trend that I'm seeing. You saw it in every election in Glen Allen. This is not a District 41 thing. But certainly that's a trend that I'm starting to see from my days. And then the other big trend, I think, is just the amount of focus on the social-emotional aspect of children in addition to the 4 R's. And I think that's going to end up being a healthy trend and just continue to do that. Future board members, all of you up here and the two of you here, I'm going to ask you guys three things. Please minimize focus on the board itself as much as you can. Meeting cadence, officer positions, it's not that important. Let's get along, and let's, you know, it's draining not to get along. It's draining for the community. It's draining for board members. I'm going to ask you guys to make that happen. I'm going to ask you guys to consider two things. One, the way I view it, facilities, we've done a lot to the elementary schools. We've got extremely well-run elementary schools. Hadley, to me, it's not a problem, but I'd love to make Hadley the model middle school in the United States. And to do that, I think that's where the attention needs to be, and quite honestly, that's probably where some of the facility focus needs to be. And then I would ask you to consider leaving one or two portables at each building over the summer and consider full-day kindergarten starting in September at a very low cost. So I'm asking you to consider not just taking them all down right away. Final few words. People have asked me why. Why do I do this? It's because I like to talk to you guys. For me, it's never really been about me unless there's a joke. If there's a joke, I'm good with that, and that's where it probably becomes about me, and maybe sometimes that's where I cross the line. There may be a little bit of vanity in my vanity plate at Churchill. But, you know, for me also, to be honest, it's never really been about the kids. I know that's a saying we hear a lot, but for me, the kids, they're resilient. I've been in orphanages in Guatemala. I've worked with some of the resource kids. I've worked with kids in poverty. And those kids, they figure it out. They are resilient. They are just incredible. And so for me, it hasn't been so much about the kids, although I know everything we do touches the kids and helps the kids. But it's really been about, you know, our country and education being a very strategic piece of our country. The economy is important, but education is very important. And I felt it was a way for me to contribute to that. I think that is ultimately, you know, going to be something that makes or breaks us as a nation. You guys all read the statistics, and my hope is that by being on the board, I helped address some of those gaps, and that, especially from a curriculum perspective. And that's really why I did it. I'll be honest with you, I'll miss this, as crazy as that sounds, because I like being in education. At the same time, Glen Allen's a great city, and I am going to look forward to being a part of the village.
Unless you guys need a file break.
No.
We're good.
We jumped up. You can do it right there.
Just want you guys to see my boots.
You got your statement right in front of you.
All right. So we are going to acceptance of the DuPage County Election Authority's canvass of voters, the April 7, 2015 election. I'd like to recommend that the Board of Education accept the DuPage County Election Authority's canvass of votes, the April 7, 2015 consolidated election. May I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion? Okay, a voice vote. What is that?
Mr. Elger?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Bochinski?
Yes.
Mr. Escalante?
Yes.
Mrs. Nelson?
Yes.
Mr. Kenwood?
Yes. Okay, oath of office for the elected board members. I'm going to ask elected board members Kurt Buchholz and Stephanie Clark and Erica Nelson, would you please join me up front here in unison for our oath of office? Do you guys each have the oath of office in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I will now swear in the newly elected board members of the school board, District 41. So please repeat after me. We're going to have to do this. State your name, friend. But I,
Kurt Buchholz,
Stephanie Clark, Erica Nelson,
do solemnly swear. Just keep reading.
That I faithfully discharge the duties of the office of member of the Board of Education of Glen Ellyn District 41 in accordance with the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and the laws of the State of Illinois to the best of my ability. I further swear that I shall respect taxpayer interests by serving as a faithful protector of the school district's assets. I shall encourage the respect and free expression of opinion by my fellow board members and others who seek a hearing before the board, while respecting the privacy of students and employees. I shall recognize that a board member has no legal authority as an individual and that decisions can be made only by a majority vote at a public board meeting. And I shall abide by a majority decision of the board while retaining the right to seek changes in such decisions through ethical and constructive channels. I shall abide by the Glen Ellyn School District 41 Code of Conduct.
Congratulations. Take a seat.
Stephanie,
board table?
Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah, you get John's seat. Yeah, you just. There's not a. Here, can you take this for John? Mm-hmm. That's it.
So we're going to adjourn. And as much as there's no further business to come before the board, a motion for adjournment is needed.
Yep.
We have a motion.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Dr. Gordon will serve as the president pro term until the president is elected. Paul?
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your comments and your service. Now let's open up the new board. As President Pro Tem, I call the new board of Glen Ellyn School District to order. Mrs. Moak, roll call.
Mr. Elger?
Here.
Mr. Ellis?
Here.
Mrs. Nelson?
Here.
Mr. Buchholz?
Here.
Mr. Escalante?
Here.
Mrs. Clark?
Here.
Mr. Bochinski?
Here.
All right. We have seated the new board. So now it's time.
Tape on, by the way, just as a.
It is. All right. Now we'll move into the selection of officers. I would like to call for nominations for the office of president of the Board of Education.
I nominate Erica Nelson. I'll second that nomination.
I'd like to nominate Stephanie Clark.
I'll second the nomination.
Okay. I will call for a vote. What we'll do here, I'll ask Mrs. Moak to ask each individual. Each individual will tell the name of the person that they're voting for. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Mrs. Moak, I would like to call for a vote.
Mr. Alger?
Mrs. Nelson?
Mr. Ellis?
Erica Nelson.
Mrs. Nelson?
Erica Nelson.
Mr. Boczynski?
Erica Nelson.
Mr. Buckle?
Stephanie Clark.
Mr. Escalante?
Mrs. Nelson.
Mrs. Clark.
Stephanie Clark.
All right, with that, Mrs. Erica Nelson is board president. And I'm handing over my pro tem to you. You'll just remain there. We won't do musical chairs tonight. We'll reseat. But I'll hand over the script to you.
Oh. He wants a gavel.
You can have a gavel.
Thank you, everyone. I would like to call for nominations for the office of vice president.
I nominate Drew Weller.
Oh, second that.
Other nominations? All right. Is there any discussion? Does the nominee wish to make a statement?
You didn't have to do that.
That was my error. Mr. Kenwood threw me off guard with the the amount of time that was.
I would like to call for a vote, please. You're voting for the office of Vice President of the Board of Education. The nominee is Drew Ellis. Mrs. Moak, please call the roll.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes, Drew Ellis.
Mrs. Nelson?
Drew Ellis.
Mr. Boczynski?
Drew Ellis.
Mr. Buckles?
Drew Ellis.
Mr. Escalante?
Drew Ellis.
Mrs. Clark?
Drew Ellis.
Mr. Alger?
Drew Ellis.
Secretary, I would like to call for nominations for the office of Secretary.
I'd like to nominate Dean Alger.
I would second the nomination of Dean Alger.
Other nominations? Does the nominee wish to make a statement?
No. Thank you.
Any discussion? I'd like to call for a vote, please.
Mrs. Nelson?
Dean Alger?
Mr. Boczynski?
Dean Alger.
Mr. Buckles?
Epstein.
Mr. Escalante?
Dean Alger.
Mrs. Clark?
Epstein.
Mr. Alger?
Dean Alger.
Mr. Ellis?
Dean Alger.
Thank you. Action items. The next item will be to establish the time, place, and date for regular meetings. There was a draft sent to us of our board meetings that we all received, and they will remain, I believe, at the second, and are we retaining the same schedule?
Yes, we are.
So,
except for March.
Right. Yes. And as per usual, we will have two meetings in June, but we don't meet in the month of July, and then we'll reconvene in August. So that will come to the board in our next meeting as well. We have a draft, so I'll make a motion to accept the draft. May I have a motion to approve the 2015-16 school ball calendar as presented?
Motion.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Boczynski?
Yes.
Mr. Buckles?
Yes.
Mr. Escalante?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Alger?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mrs. Nelson?
Yes. Thank you. Other business tonight is the affirmation of the treasurer's appointment, which is Robert Cicerella. The official reappointment of Bob Cicerella will occur in June. May I have a motion to affirm Mr. Cicerella's role as official treasurer of District 41?
Motion. Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Alger?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Boczynski?
Yes.
Mr. Buckle?
Yes.
Mr. Escalante?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Yes.
Under other business, item 2, we designate banks a depository for district funds. May I have a motion to affirm the designation of the following banks of depository? MB Financial, Glen Ellen Bank and Trust, U.S. Bank, Community Bank, Wheaton, Glen Ellen, Bank of America, the Illinois Funds, IPTIP,
and the ISDLAF, which is PMA.
Motion.
Second. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Buckholz?
Yes.
Mr. Escalante?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Alger?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Bochinski?
Yes.
Mrs. Nelson?
Yes. The next item is the affirmation of the Board of Education Code of Conduct. I'll now read the Code of Conduct aloud. Following this, I request that each board member individually state their affirmation of the Board Code of Conduct. I affirm the Board of Education Code of Conduct out loud as they sign the document. And there's this is the document, so we sign as a team. Glen Allen School District 41 Board of Education Code of Conduct. I shall focus first on the primary work of the board, which is to develop policy to clarify the district's vision, purpose, mission, values, objectives, and priorities. I shall represent all school district constituents honestly and equally and refuse to surrender my responsibilities to special interests or partisan groups. I shall avoid any conflicts of interest or the appearance of impropriety which could result from my position, and shall not use my board membership for personal gain or publicity. I shall recognize that a board member has no legal authority as an individual, and that decisions can be made only by a majority vote at a board meeting. I shall abide by majority decisions of the board while retaining the right to seek changes in such decisions through ethical and constructive channels. I shall be involved and knowledgeable about not only local educational concerns, but also about state and national issues. I shall prepare for all board meetings by reading and understanding the board packet in advance of board meetings. I shall be aware of and abide by procedural process, Robert's Rules of Order, of a board meeting. I shall commit myself to stand by this code of conduct, to speak with one voice in concert with my fellow board members, to maintain a positive culture and orderly decision-making process, and to do my work, board work openly. I shall recognize the following, that the relationship with the superintendent and any individual board member is collegial and not hierarchical, that the superintendent is accountable only to the full board, that I will refrain from advising staff members in operational areas. I shall represent Glen Ellen, Wheaton, Carroll Stream, Lombard, and Glendale Heights in a professional, respectful manner in all business of the Board of Education and communicate in a courteous, honest manner. I affirm the Board of Education Code of Conduct.
I affirm the Board of Education Code of Conduct.
I affirm the Board of Education Code of Conduct.
I affirm the Board of Education Code of Conduct.
I affirm the Board of Education Code of Conduct.
With the Board of Education Code of Conduct.
I affirm the Board of Education Code of Conduct.
Fred, I'm going to come and grab the script. Final business, adopt existing Board of Education policies, section 1 through 9. They have a motion to adopt the existing Board of Education policies, sections 1 through 9.
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Alger?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Bochinski?
Yes.
Mr. Buckle?
Yes.
Mr. Escalante?
Yes.
Mrs. Nelson?
Yes. Okay, next item is board committee representatives. I know that we all received in the last email a set of information. I know that Stephanie, you have that as well. Board committee appointments will be made at the May 11th, 2015 meeting, so you can read through these, and they'll begin on May 12th, 2015. What we've done in the past is had an email sent to the board president and the superintendent so we can see what the interest is. Sometimes there's
three or four or five people that want to serve on one of the committees, and so we can kind of get new board members seated in committees so that there's some sharing of those responsibilities. But there's plenty of opportunities and certainly talent to go around. So why don't we maybe by the week before the next board meeting have that information, and we'll get a note out to Paul.
We'll get it out tomorrow.
Get about it tomorrow and what you want to do. And if you have any questions, and I know that Paul had sent this out both to Stephanie and to Kurt, but those of us, we've all served at least on one of these committees, if not two. And so if you have questions about the, you know, what they are and how they operate and the amount of time commitment, and that's a piece of this, I think, please let us know and we can help you discern that. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we have president meetings. And what I want to do is send out a couple of options for times, because we all have different schedules. And sometimes it's easier to have them early in the morning, like at a 7:15, so that folks have to get on the train, can maybe then schedule to attend every once in a while. And for others, we could do it at kind of a 9 o'clock, depending on my schedule and a little bit of flexibility. So I'll get those times out and give people opportunities to respond back and see what works for everybody, and so we can make it as open as possible for people to be able to attend. I'll get a note through Paul out to everybody to do that, so you can take a look at those.
Okay.
All right. Okay. If there is no other business to come before the board, may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion.
Second. Voice vote?
We need a second over here.
Second.
Disembodied voice.
Second. There was.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
John, this is for you. Congratulations.